So we have got to that moment. Just two more pieces left to unveil. But before I reveal what the outcome is in 2015, I wanted a moment to celebrate this mammoth survey of your classical music tastes in this, the 20th year of the Classic FM Hall of Fame. And I'm going to let Classic FM's presenters guide us through the past two decades and look back at all that has happened since the very first Top 300 back in 1996, when Mozart had the most entries for any composer in the history of the chart, 27, and Bruch's Violin Concerto, number one, reigned supreme.
A year later, and there wasn't much change at the top, with Mr. Bruch reigning supreme once again. In 1997, the new entries included Bizet's Opera The Pearl Fishers and Bach's Cello Suites. It's also when we saw Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite in the top 10 for the one and only time.
In 1998, world events affected our countdown, with the tragic death of Diana, Princess of Wales, 7 months previously, and the poignant use of Song for Athene at her funeral. John Taverner's piece entered for the first time.
And off the back of the World Cup in 98, when Fauré's Pavane was famously used as the TV theme tune, the piece then achieved its highest ever Hall of Fame position in 1999. This year we also welcomed a certain John Williams for the very first time in the Classic FM Hall of Fame, when music from a galaxy far, far away made it in at 298.
For the fifth annual Classic FM Hall of Fame, Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 was still at the top. There was a debut for Italian minimalist composer Ludovico Einaudi. Also new was the Ashokan Farewell.
In 2001, and for the first time since its inception, the Classic FM Hall of Fame had a new number one, when Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto got to the top. It was also the year Vaughan Williams's five variants of Dives and Lazarus rocketed up 120 places.
Later, in 2002, Rachmaninoff retained number one. And with Middle-earth hitting the big screens, Howard Shore's epic music was among the new entries.
With 12 months passing, nothing changed at the top. Rachmaninoff once again reigned supreme. In 2003, England were rugby world champions, and as Concorde had its final flight, another farewell was one of 22 new entries.
In 2004, you kept Rachmaninoff at number one, and we witnessed the highest ever number of re-entries, including Brahms' Symphony No. 4, Elgar's Chanson de Matin, and Mahler's Titan Symphony. They've not dropped out since.
We reached the 10th Classic FM Hall of Fame in 2005 as Rachmaninoff stayed top. And after Aussie domination for 16 years, the England cricket team reclaimed the Ashes, meaning Hubert Parry's Jerusalem was in the top five highest climbers.
A year later, and we had a brand new Classic FM Hall of Fame number one. 250 years after Mozart was born, in 2006, he made it to the top for the one and only time with his clarinet concerto.
It was all about British music in 2007, as The Lark Ascending rose to number one for the very first time. And as Elgar fans celebrated his 150th anniversary, his cello concerto achieved its highest ever position at number two.
With the final Harry Potter book published the year before, in 2008, John Williams' film score magicked its way up the chart, while the other Williams, Ralph Vaughan, remained at the top.
2009 was the year that Barack Obama was sworn in for his first term as President of the United States, and American composers had their best year to date with 21 entries.
In 2010, there was a new Prime Minister as David Cameron moved into number 10. But in our 15th annual celebration of your classical music tastes, the Hall of Fame didn't have much change. But as David Tennant handed over the TARDIS to Matt Smith, the music from Doctor Who was in for the very first time.
It was only a matter of time before Rack came back. In 2011, his second piano concerto regained the crown. And with a King's Speech proving a cinematic hit, the music that was used so movingly at the climax of the film, Beethoven's Symphony No. 7, achieved its highest ever position at 16.
There was a patriotic mood sweeping the nation a year later in 2012. It was the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, and the Classic FM Hall of Fame saw the most British composers ever, making up 22% of the chart. And for the first time ever, video game music entered in the form of Final Fantasy.
'13 was a good year for ballet when Kachaturian's Spartacus, Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring and Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky all achieved their highest ever position. Rack 2 stayed at number 1, and it was a chart that had the highest amount of new entries for 10 years. The music to Downton Abbey by John Lunn was just one of them.
Amazingly, in 2014, 19 Classic FM Hall of Fames down, we saw new entries for Brahms' Symphony No. 3 and E.T. by John Williams. Schubert's Unfinished Symphony dropped out for the very first time since the start of the chart, and after being used so memorably in that scene in Coronation Street, Vaughan Williams' The Lark Ascending returned to number 1.